Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, July 9th, 2020. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Major decision on President Trump by the Supreme Court. Joe Biden says police funding should be redirected. New York City to open schools on a part-time basis. New Jersey mandates outdoor face masks. You have to wear them. Mr. Trump, a 91% chance of re-election this November. So says one political expert. Also ahead, Robert Redford says he's voting for Joe Biden. Wait till you hear why. But first, the Supreme Court issuing two important rulings today surrounding President Trump's tax returns. It says the president has to turn over the tax stuff to Cy Vance, the DA of Manhattan, who is trying to prove crimes that the Trump Organization allegedly committed. However, the tax returns don't go to Vance immediately. They go to lower courts. The House of Representatives also wanted to see the tax returns, but the Supreme Court says no. So a split decision for President Trump. Joe Biden caving to the radical base of his party, it seems, saying some funds should be redirected from police departments all across the country. The former vice president telling reporters he would move money towards reforming the criminal justice system. New York City far-left Mayor de Blasio confirming public schools will open with a reduced schedule this coming fall. The new model will have students alternating in the classrooms and home. City also gives parents the option to have the kids work remotely full time. New Jersey Governor Murphy signing an executive order requiring people to wear face masks outdoors if they cannot social distance. COVID hitting a 10-week high in Jersey after the state eased some shutdown rules. Certain restrictions apply. Children under two, for example, do not have to wear a mask. A political scientist at Stony Brook University on Long Island gives President Trump a 91% chance of re-election this November. President Helmut Norpoth has accurately predicted, at least his model has, 25 of the last 27 elections. In a moment, Robert Redford doesn't believe that. He wants Joe Biden to be the next president. We'll tell you why next.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Joe Biden has at least one vote. That would be Charles Robert Redford Jr. The legendary actor, soon to be 84 years old, says he will vote for the former vice president in November. Mr. Redford, of course, supports environmentalism, Native American rights, gay rights. He has, though, voted for Republican candidates in the past, including Brent Cornell Morris for Utah's 3rd congressional seat and a guy named Gary Herbert, who did become the governor of Utah. But now it's the Democrats for the former Sundance Kid. And here's what Redford says. One, President Trump does not care about the folks. Two, President Trump embraces white power. Three, he's mad, Redford is, that Mr. Trump will not wear a mask. He's also mad Mr. Trump tear gassed peaceful protesters in front of the White House. And finally, he says the president is doing untold damage to the planet. All right, Robert Redford, of course, entitled to his opinion, as we all are, but let's break it down. First of all, on the Doesn't Care About the Folks, I wrote, I think the definitive book on Donald Trump, the United States of Trump. And it's true that the very wealthy Trump is not an empathetic guy. He's not touchy-feely. He's not a hugger. But I never saw in my 30 years of knowing him that he was disrespectful to any of the folks. He gave them nice tips. His staff is very loyal to him. His kids are loyal to him. So I don't know how much Robert Redford really knows about Donald Trump. Second, the white power stuff. Well, I don't know where that comes from. Yes, President Trump retweeted some kind of crazy thing from Florida where somebody yelled in the background, white power. But then he deleted it. I don't think Trump even knew that happened. He's certainly not going to promote white power. The president's not going to do that. That's crazy. So Robert Redford also objects to the president of the United States not wearing a mask. Well, Mr. Trump feels that would be a sign of weakness to the world. And I understand that. Robert Redford buys into the propaganda, and that's what it is. The tear gas was used to disperse protesters in Lafayette Park in front of the White House. No tear gas was used, Bob. No tear gas. So if you care about the truth, you got to get that off your resume. And finally, untold damage to the planet is being done by President Trump. All right, I get it. I get the global warming debate. I get that Trump wants to be independently. I get that the president wants oil and gas so we can be independent. We don't have to buy it from OPEC. And I see the clash. So on that one, I'm going to give it to Redford. And again, Robert Redford, entitled to vote for whoever he wants. But we all should be educated about our selection. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more news analysis, it's honest. Please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The United States ranked the most generous nation on the planet. Last year, Americans donated more than $420 billion to charities, churches, and other organizations that help those in need. According to the U.S. Labor Department, there are roughly 1.5 million nonprofit organizations in America. While the majority operate on an annual budget of less than $1 million, the biggest rake in billions each year from We the People. Here's a look at the country's top charities. First up, the United Way Worldwide. That group takes in about $4 billion in donations each year. It does job training in Ohio, delivering mosquito nets to South Africa, pretty much everything you can think of. It even helps China, which may be a mistake. Charity Navigator, the website, the largest evaluator in the USA, gives United Way Worldwide a near-perfect 96% rating. That's very good. Did you know that roughly 1 in 6 Americans have a hard time finding food each day? Feeding America spends $3 billion to support more than 200 food banks around the country. They earn a 94% rating each year from Navigator. Feeding Americans, very important, obviously. Another popular charity is St. Jude's Children's Hospital. $2.5 billion in donations each year. Hospital works to cure childhood cancer. 8,000 patients treated annually. Families pay nothing to St. Jude's thanks to your donations. 91% from Charity Navigator. Finally, the Salvation Army spends $4 billion a year in 130 countries. The Salvation Army is actually a Protestant sect with more than 1.5 million members worldwide. They've been ringing those Christmas bells since 1891, the longest charitable campaign in history. And here's something else you might not know. This year, fewer Americans are donating to charity. Studies show the recent share of U.S. adults donating has dropped in the last 2 decades. The biggest factor in the decline, unemployment and the pandemic. We are having a rough time, but don't forget charity. Give if you can. Back after this.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.